Welcome to High Plains History. I'm Cindy Talley. For the next few weeks, we'll continue our oral history series, Stories of the Past Told by Those Who Lived It. Today, we continue talking with Velma Juan Cura of Dighton, Kansas. Her life is a treasure chest filled with 104 years of memories, starting with growing up on a farm.
My dad, he still had a little house in McCracken. And he traded that house for a quarter of land south of 5 miles and a half miles south of the little town of Beeler. You know where Beeler is.
So he wanted to be a farmer then?
Yeah, he wanted to be a farmer.
Was he good at it?
He was good at it.
Farming was a team effort. It took diversity and the whole family to help.
And we had cows. We milked cows. And separated the milk in a mechanical machine that's called a cream separator, and sold the cream. And we've always milked probably around from 8 to 12 cows.
Did you milk?
Yes.
Can you do it two-handed?
I did it one time. Yes, we kids always had to help milk.
Velma is a little sprite of a thing. She's still sipping her cappuccino and fanning the pages of her yellow tablet as we chat.
We had horses.
And do you remember the name of your team?
Well, I don't remember all of them. But one of the horses' name was Joe, I remember. And another one was Barney.
How old were you when you first started driving the team?
Well, probably 6 or 7, I expect.
Workhorses are big horses.
Oh, yes.
What does it feel like looking back on that?
Well, looking back on that, that horse just looks so tall and so big, I don't see how it did it.
It seems everything about farm living has changed in Velma's lifetime, especially the way we harvest wheat. It used to take a crew of men and 3 independent steps. The first was cutting wheat down. Remember, we're talking about a time when horsepower truly meant how many horses it took to pull a piece of machinery.
The header cut the wheat and elevated it into what we called header barges. Oh, and there's another step. After you got it in the barge, they had a shovel to pitch it out, and they had to have one man to stack it then.
Stacking is expensive and tricky.
Because you had to hire somebody that knew how to stack that wheat so it would not spoil and be resistant to the moisture.
The last step is thrashing. It involves a crew of 15 to 20 men. You wait your turn until they come through the area, usually late summer or early fall. It's a symphony of movement. Some pitching wheat from the stack to the thrasher elevator or into the separator. Some hauling grain away or hauling water for the steam thrasher by horse-drawn wagon. And someone operates the thrasher. This was not a time when a little girl could run and play.
So did you help cook?
Well, I always had help my mother.
That's a lot of work.
That was a lot of work.
Next week, we chat with Velma about being a farmer's wife with a tiny baby during the dust storms. You can hear her telling the whole harvest story on our website, hppr.org. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.